All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, very excited to be welcoming on an individual who's competing at BYB 18, which goes down on June the 25th. The Police Gazette Middleweight Championship going to be on the line, and a very compelling fight, one I was very excited for when I initially saw the announcement, as Barry Jones gets out there into the mighty Trigon to take on Tommy Turner. And great getting to have Tommy on the show. How's everything going so far today, man?
It's going good. We're winding down for training camp, so, you know, I'm just kind of chomping at the bit to get over there and, you know, get things done.
Yeah, it seems like you're, you know, quite excited. Like, you were talking about how you have, like, a little over, like, a week or so, just like a bit over 1 week to kind of take that flight out to London. It seems like you're very excited to not just become a world champion, but competing for, you know, a title within that rich lineage that has names like John L. Sullivan and whatnot. Can you talk about, I guess, the historical appreciation for, you know, bare knuckle and kind of where this fight fits into that for you?
You know, so when I started boxing, one of the guys I had looked up to, and obviously you hear of, is John L. Sullivan. The Police Gazette Diamond Belt is the oldest belt out there, from the 1800s, where boxing belts started, and I think the first one was 1922. So just being able to fight for the same title and belt that he fought for, I feel absolutely honored. And, you know, to fight Barry, someone that I absolutely respect. The guy's a stud. He's a humble guy. He's hard to not like. So, you know, just being able to fight this guy is a pleasure. So.
Yeah, and that's something I love about this fight, too. Like, there's not, like, any kind of contrived, like, dramatic narrative between you guys. It just seems like two experienced combat sports veterans who are just really looking to, you know, get out there and, you know, prove themselves. Like, you ultimately both have the same goal of wanting to win and advance your career. So, yeah, love to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he's been nothing but respectful, and I plan on doing the same. So, we'll show up, we'll fight, and I'll give the dude a hug, win, lose, or draw afterwards, and we'll go home to our families. So,
I was going to say, it seems to be, you know, Barry showing the respect. It doesn't maybe seem like that's the case with maybe everyone from the UK. It seems like that, you know, message you put out there kind of gained a bit of traction on social media, talking about all the Brits that were, you know, kind of chirping you and trying to get in your DMs and stuff like that. Like, when did that all kind of start picking up traction? Like, just a bit after the bout announcement came?
Yeah, right after. It was the day of that announcement. I think maybe like an hour into it, I got a couple DMs, well, message requests on Facebook, and you can kind of like scroll down and see them without opening them. So I didn't even open them. I just kind of read the gist of it, and it doesn't bother me. It's not him. It's not his team. So it's just some random guys probably at a pub or something. I don't know, but I don't let it bother me too bad.
Yeah, just kind of like, I guess, part and parcel kind of thing with, like, how the event is sort of set up in terms of, like, the, you know, UK versus US dynamics and BKB versus BYB. It seems like a cool concept overall, though. Like, how does it feel to kind of, you know, be part of all of that? Like, not just the, I guess, cross-promotional component, but also, like, the, you know, national warfare, you know, dynamic, for lack of a better way to phrase it.
Sure. You know, I just feel honored to be part of Team USA, just to be considered part of Team USA for the first International Cup. That's amazing. I thank BYB, Mel and Mike and Don and Greg and all those guys there for giving me this opportunity and seeing something in me in my debut to give me this fight.
Yeah, and it seems like a big one. I thought this was very interesting. Like you were saying, it's the first fight in your 13-year professional career where you've gotten to have like a full, like committed 90-day training camp. Can you talk about how important that is? And I guess as an extension, like how has it been going so far, like immersing yourself in like a full, you know, quote-unquote camp?
Sure. So, you know, my pro boxing debut was in 2010. And we'd actually drove up north from where I live about 8 hours just to watch the show. And I mean, I've been training here and there, but you're not training for somebody A guy's opponent missed flight. My trainer walked over and said, "Hey, this guy will cut weight real quick and fight." And it was a cruiserweight. I'm a middleweight, but I was kind of heavy. So we took that fight. I made my debut. That's how I got started, and I beat him in a split decision. And then from there, you know, it was I fought for Top Rank and DiBella a couple times, and it was always a 2-3 week notice type of deal. A short notice, hey, I need you to fight this guy. And when you're B-side in boxing, it's a business. So when you're B-side, you're sent there to lose. So, you know, having a full camp, I feel like a real fighter now. I feel more ready, more sharp than I've ever felt, more powerful, quick. I mean, you name it. It's just it's amazing to have a full camp, and I wish I would have done this my entire career or been able to do that when I was boxing professionally.
Yeah, I mean, you touched on it perfectly there, and you were also getting into that when you were on Talk Tough with Aaron Tohill, like talking about how it was like the B-side kind of role you were slated in gloved boxing and everything like that. So not necessarily afforded like a great deal of notice, as you said, like sometimes even a couple days, few days. But it seems like one of the things with bare knuckle that's refreshing, or I imagine would be refreshing for fighters, is like there's not really a definitive A-side, large in part. It's like just based on the quality of your performance, you can, I guess, assert yourself as the A-side. Can you talk about if that is in fact like a refreshing kind of thing? I would think it would be.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, just making my debut and them saying, having this promotion say, "Hey man, we're going to promote you. You're a signed fighter to us. We're going to take care of you," and seeing how much they are taking care of me. I mean, they sent a camera crew out that spent a couple of days with me. They did the, gloves off episode with me. So just being an A-side, it's kind of new to me. I don't feel like I've got to go out there and necessarily get the upset. I feel like it's more of an even fight, especially, I mean, even with Barry. We've kind of got the same history. He was a B-side fighter in boxing, so he's the A-side guy in bare knuckle. So it's just, again, it's just been a blessing. And BYB has been great, and I'm glad that they've taken me on and let me sign to them.
Yeah, for sure. And you kind of touched on it there, like obviously much to discuss with this next fight here, but I also feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't at least briefly, you know, touch on the debut, just how emphatic it was getting that sub 40-second finish in the first round over Henry Williams at BYB 15. I mean, like I said, a fairly succinct performance, but like what were some of the takeaways from that, I guess, debut effort in the Trigon and bare knuckle boxing by proxy?
I think the main takeaway from that was, you know, it was amazing how comfortable I felt when I got in there, how right it felt. I'd always said this was my thing. That bare knuckle kind of blew up, that I was going to head to the top of this sport. Just my style. I didn't like dancing around and chasing a guy around a ring. I like to sit there and I like to throw and exchange with a guy. So bare knuckle's perfect for that. You know, and then it was nice to fight him. You know, going into it, I was like, oh, he's 2-0 with BKFC. He had a fight of the night with BYB, and possibly a fight of the year, or close, could have been a fight of the year. So fighting him, you know, I knew I had to go into that ready. I think I had a month to prepare for that, and we trained hard, and I'm glad it went the way it did.
Yeah, and you talk about the comfortability you had in there. Like, obviously, like, the glove boxing, I think, would play a bit of a role in that. I mean, very different sports, but just speaking to the experience. And then also seeing that you had MMA and Muay Thai experience previously. Like, how much of, I guess, what you picked up from those sports lent itself to the comfort just with, I guess, the active clinch positioning in bare knuckle?
You know, the Muay Thai and the MMA, we didn't get a chance to really clinch up or anything, but I know I've done that so much in my past that the clinch, I'll be fine. You know, boxing is the main thing that I believe helped me. You know, throwing correct punches with the correct technique, reading a guy's body, he's moving here, or, you know, fighting a left-handed guy, it's usually a battle of that lead foot. Whoever's outside, their straight punch is going to land, type of deal. So the sweet science is the biggest thing, you know, that I believe helps me. The only difference is in bare knuckle, I've got to worry about breaking my hand, so I got to be a little bit more selective of what I'm throwing. And, but yeah, I'd say boxing is probably the main thing that helps me.
Yeah, for sure. And you talk about the shot selection and like the fight IQ specific to bare knuckle. Did a lot of that come from just your own, I guess, ardent studying of the game and previous experience in other combat sports? Or is there like a coach internal to what you're doing or training partners that also helped play a role in, you know, figuring that out and navigating like the shot selection and things like that in bare knuckle?
As far as bare knuckle goes, and even boxing, I don't really have a set boxing trainer anymore. The guy I was with, he's actually battling cancer, and we're letting him rest. We're letting him, you know, do his thing and hoping the best for him. He needs to get healthy. So I'm not pulling him into the gym and doing that. But my cousin Toby Clary, he's a professor, a BJJ professor. He's fought MMA. He owns a CrossFit gym. So I've hired him as my trainer. He's been in my corner a lot before, and he's one of my biggest supporters. He's like a brother. So that's been great to have him. And then, you know, growing up, I wasn't always the greatest. So we got into a lot of bare knuckle situations. I grew up in a farming area and ranching area. So you'd get, we'd go to little like school parties and there'd be bull riders wanting to fight. So that's, you know, that's what we did.
Yeah, and I saw you had a post that sort of touched on like the upbringing. Like you were saying, you were raised in a very rough, poor home by a very rough man. And it wasn't like you were saying it in a bad way, just like he was a veteran who's like struggling to kind of help provide for you guys. And it really seems like you found a level of, you know, solace or I guess catharsis in different, you know, sports, like different outlets and like freestyle wrestling and obviously what you've gone on to do in combat sports. Like how much of that upbringing really, I mean, you talk about like the specific like bare knuckle fights, but just I guess more on a mindset level, like how much did that really like prepare you for something like this? I would think you'd have a pretty like rock solid iron kind of resolve.
You know, growing up, I didn't really understand my dad's issues or whatever. I just kind of saw he's a mean guy. I didn't even think he liked me. I don't believe he even told me really he loved me or anything like that until the day he passed away. So as I got older, just the toughness that he pushed on me and just the way he was and the way he raised me, it made me feel like I'm ready for anything. I can do anything. If I can grow up without, you know, food in the cabinet and the fridge and the things that happened at home and stuff, I can deal with anything now. And then it kind of taught me how not to be, and how to raise my children correctly. So now I'm able to provide for them and do the things that I didn't have. So not only in life did it help me, but it's helped me in fighting as well.
Yeah, I got that sense from even doing some backgrounding on you on social media. Like, it seems like a very palpable sense of pride with, like, you know, your boy just, like, supporting, you know, whatever, you know, getting up to and stuff like that, like, athletics-wise and just through life in general. So, yeah, it seems like that's a demonstrable kind of thing there for sure, man.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I didn't know how much I could love something. I always loved football was my main love growing up, you know, and I loved it with all my heart. I love boxing, but I had these kids, and there's nothing like that. So seeing my kid want to be like me, I'm just like, no, you could be better than me. He's a stud at football. He's smart. I mean, for his birthday, he turned 8, and he was asking me for math books and science books, and then obviously football and fishing stuff. So it's a pleasure and a blessing getting to raise these kids and be the person they look up to.
Yeah, for sure, man. It seems to very much like motivate what you're doing, and obviously it's paid off. You've got, you know, quite the, you know, impressive opportunity ahead of you, just fighting someone who I think a lot of people regard as one of the better, you know, pound for pound people in the sport overall. And I mean, quite the task for the, you know, sophomore effort. I mean, obviously you're, you know, very much ready for it, but just speaks to kind of what we were talking about before, where it's like this sport kind of gives you those opportunities to like assert yourself as the A side in a lot of ways. But just kind of talking about, I guess, the X's and O's of what, you know, Barry does well in the ring, like what would you say some of his better, I guess, stylistic attributes would be?
You know, stylistically, we're super similar to each other from what I've seen. I've seen a lot of his boxing stuff, and I've seen all of his bare knuckle fights. And other than me being right-handed and him being a southpaw, we both come forward. We both press the action. We both like to bang, quote unquote. So I mean, it's stylistically, I think the fight's perfect for me. We are in the trigon, so there's not a whole lot of dancing and moving anyway, but he's not, even if we were in a big ring, he's not a dancer. He wants to bring the action and fight and see who goes down first. And that's what I want to do. So I think, you know, it's a win-win for both of us. I believe we're both A side in this fight. The fans are going to get the fight of the year, I believe.
Yeah, I saw you had a post saying that it could very well be the bloodiest, most entertaining bare-knuckle title fight ever, and I feel like a lot of people would be, you know, hard-pressed to deny that based on what you guys are bringing to the table, as you said.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of his fights are exciting. The bare-knuckle fight I've had, taking Henry out the way I did and in 37 seconds, I think, it's just... it's a perfect matchup.
Yeah, I mean, someone who's like a current multi-weight BKB champion, but also a fascinating component is the fact that Barry Jones has previously competed in the Mighty Trigon, so it's not like he's just like, you know, diving into the, you know, deep end of the pool, unfamiliar with kind of what's going on, so it seems like a lot of cool, I guess, machinations to the matchup, for lack of a better way to phrase it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I had a fast knockout. I think his knockout in the Trigon was in 15 seconds. So that again tells you he brings the action and he's wanting to finish fights.
Yeah, for sure. And we were talking about just some of the cool aspects of representing your country here and certain things of that nature. But I feel like this is a very cool event for just uplifting the sport of bare knuckle boxing in general. Just the collaborative dynamics with BYB Extreme and BKB, but also this like International Police Gazette Cup kind of component. Can you speak to that just from your perspectives as a fighter, just kind of what's going on here in terms of, I guess, how it can serve to, you know, uplift the sport and kind of help the fighters, etc.?
It's great for the sport, you know, having BYB and BKB kind of work together. And though there's a lot of talk between us and crap talk, and most of it's just kind of joking around, giving each other a hard time. You know, these guys are helping each other grow. Where the other promotion out there is just kind of trying to do their own thing. So having these guys work together and making this international is awesome. And then, you know, being able to fight in this International Cup, every fighter that fights on this card is going to be forever remembered in the sport of bare knuckle boxing. So, I think it's almost like I feel like I'm in a dream still. I'm just excited for it, you know? And then at my debut, they asked me, who would you like to fight? And I said, well, I know I'm going to work up to it, but I want Barry Jones eventually. And then my second fight, they're like, hey, you're going to fight in the first ever International Cup against Barry Jones in the main event for his title. So it's kind of happening fast, you know? I'm thankful for it.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, a very exciting fight. So not like overlooking this in any regard or expecting you to overlook it. Like obviously a very high octane, exciting looking fight for sure. But I feel like I'd be remiss if I didn't touch on the, you know, Desmond Green bout that kind of fell through. Like entertaining the idea you get your, desired outcome in this one. Is that Desmond Green fight one that you would kind of be eyeballing at all, just kind of being that he's a champion in the company and, I mean, just a quality fighter overall?
When I had signed a contract to fight Desmond, I know who Desmond was. And again, I respect the guy. I no hard feelings with the guy, and I don't know what happened with the fight. If he was injured or something else happened, but I hope he's good and I hope everything's cool and he gets to come back and fight soon. Whether that's against me or not, it's not really up to me, but if that fight happened, I would love that fight. Again, I respect the guy. He's a tough guy. He's got a lot of great experience, but I just believe I'm a better striker than a lot of these guys. I'm made for bare knuckles. So either way, I believe I would come out on top.
Yeah, I mean, certainly evident in your debut performance and this fight you're, readying for here. So definitely, kudos in that regard. But yeah, just something I kind of figured I'd ask and everything. But I saw you had a post a little bit ago where you were talking about how in June in London, when Scott Burt puts that belt around your waist, it'll be the greatest day of your life other than, like with your wife giving birth to your children and things of that nature. But I guess like a professional accomplishment. Do you have a particular, visualization for how you see this one going down? Like, is there a regular outcome you find yourself contemplating with this, or is it more just be adaptable and fluid with whatever could happen on the actual night of the fight?
A little bit of both. Adapting is kind of always in my game plan. But we do have a game plan, and that's obviously in studying him. Every fight he's done has been coming forward. Every fight I do is going forward. So the way I see it is whoever gets the biggest cut and the doctor stops it, or whoever lands the right shot on the button, one of us is either going to sleep or we're going to cut the other guy up so bad that they've got to stop it or something. So I can't sit here and say I know for sure that I'm going to beat Barry Jones, but I can tell you right now that one of us is going to sleep, and I don't really feel too tired right now, so I plan on it being him.
Yeah, I mean, like I was saying from the top, definitely was very much excited for this fight when I saw the poster come out, but talking to you is getting me even more excited for it, man. But I want to be mindful of your time and schedule and everything too, Tommy. So to that point, is there maybe any final parting thought you'd want to add as we're kind of wrapping up here, man?
Again, thank you for having me on. Thank you to BYB and all of my sponsors. I might forget a few, but Boomerang Tattoo, Thunder Hand Tattoo, Agri Service, Lazy Walk and K Construction, Tiger Strike Nutrition, Napping Wyvern Press, Bling It with Tennessee, and I'm sure there's a couple other ones. I will shout you guys out when I have it written down and can remember. But and thank you to my cousin Toby and Small Town Fitness for prepping me for this fight. And then, obviously my children and my wife and my family for supporting me and backing me through this.
Some great shout outs for sure, and this is going to be a great fight against Barry Jones at BYB 18, and definitely, counting down the days until June 25th for that Police Gazette middleweight title fight. But until then, you have a good rest of your day, man. Thanks for the time.
Hey, right on. Thank you.
All right, on this episode of Bouks Talking Bouts, excited to be chatting with an individual set to compete at BYB 18, which goes down on June the 25th. And a very compelling bout for the Police Gazette middleweight world title as Tommy Turner steps into the mighty Trigon against Barry Jones. And great having Barry on the show for the first time. How's your day going there, man?
Yeah, it's going well, thanks. Just finished up my second session of the day now. Just ready to relax for the rest of the weekend, for the week.
Yeah, no, that's good to hear, man. Just curious to get your thoughts on the nature of this event, though. Like, obviously, this specific fight is a compelling one in its own sense, but I just love the crossover elements with, BKB versus BYB, and then also the elements of, like, UK versus US. Like, how do you feel about all that? It seems like some of the guys have been getting in on the fun a little bit. Like, what do you think about the, I guess, crossover dynamics with the companies and just all the things I'm outlining there?
You know, obviously my fight comes first before anything, so I always focus, you know, on my fight before anything. But you know, it's gonna be a great event. You know, it's good, good to see like two companies coming together, and it's good to see like different range of fighters fighting each other. It'll be exciting.
And it's curious because you're one of the BKB fighters that actually does have that, you know, previous experience in the Mighty Trigon at BYB8. But I guess I'm curious to get some insights on that, because it was admittedly a quick fight. I mean, you finished it in 15 seconds, but even that being said, just how succinct it was, like, does it still, I guess, breed a certain familiarity stepping into the Trigon again?
Well, like you said, to be honest, I wasn't in there long enough to really to notice, you know, any major differences, but I've done a bit of training in there in the week. You know, the corners seem quite tight, so you don't want to get stuck in the corners. But I'm sure the next fight probably lasts a bit longer, my last one.
Yeah, for sure, and it's very exciting to, you know, see you get back into the fold and everything like that. Just, you know, how, you know, exemplary you've been in your career so far, and bare knuckle and stuff like that. Just curious to, you know, get some insights on this opponent here, because it seems like he stormed onto the scene like pretty quickly and everything. I mean, kind of similar to you, and as far as like having a succinct performance in the Trigon, like from what you've seen with, you know, Tommy Turner, whether in that brief bare knuckle fight or some of his other combat sports endeavors in gloved boxing, like what do you think he really does well stylistically when he gets out there?
Yeah, like you said, he basically stormed on the scene. Obviously, I didn't really know much about him until he was announced that I was fighting him. Obviously, watched one or two clips, but, you know, I don't tend to watch when I'm fighting too much. I just kind of focus on myself and give myself my best condition. And then hopefully that's good enough to win on the night. He looks really aggressive, strong. He looks, you know, he comes forward, he's all action as well, so should be a good fight.
Absolutely, and curious to get some insights on some of your previous career exploits, because definitely been following what you've been doing for a little bit, just, you know, cementing yourself as like a three-weight world champion and everything, and your BKB efforts. Like, what was it like to kind of be in that moment realizing you cemented yourself as a three-weight world champion? Because obviously that's territory that very few have kind of gotten themselves into in the sport.
Yeah, you know, it's to me, like, when I first started out that doing bare knuckle, I never thought that, you know, I didn't even think I was going to get a world title fight, really. I didn't know how long I was going to actually do it for, but to win three titles in three different weights is an amazing achievement. But to me, like, I've already done that now, so, you know, I got to focus on my next fight and carry on winning. And because, to be honest, if I lost my next fight, it don't mean nothing to me anymore, like, you know, winning these titles, you know, so I gotta have something to hang on to.
Yeah, and to that point, like, how important is it to you to kind of be interwoven into that Police Gazette championship history? Because, you know, much is understandably made of it having that, you know, rich history, like some of the deepest tradition in terms of all the combat sports titles. Are you someone who appreciates that from like a historian kind of perspective and things like that?
Yeah, it's an amazing achievement. Like, Scott Burton, he always explains to you about the history of about it, and you know, it's interesting. And I'm sure once I'm finished, maybe I'll appreciate what I've done a little bit more than I actually do now, because when you're fighting, you're more focused on the fight rather than the actual title. Well, I do anyway at the moment. You know, but I'm sure once I'm done fighting, I'll look back and it'll be an amazing achievement.
And just such a great run of success, because, I mean, you had over 30 gloved boxing bouts in the professional ranks before getting into bare knuckle, and it seemed like there was a bit of a space between gloved boxing and transitioning into bare knuckle. Like, what was it about this sport that really, I guess, gripped you and got you back into competitive combat sports?
Yeah, when I, you know, I'd finished boxing, I really wasn't enjoying it anymore, just fighting for, perhaps just fighting for money, but, yeah, I seen somebody fighting as I knew, doing a bit of bare knuckle, and I just inquired about it, and then next thing I knew, I was fighting, trying to come out of nowhere, really, and, yeah, obviously, I've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, and like I was saying before, with the three-weight accomplishment has definitely carried you to some, you know, great accolades, but it seems like great experiences have been had to just like fighting in Thailand and one of your recent fights there and everything like that. What was that experience like, the Johnny Tello fight and just the overall experience of being part of an event in Thailand like that? Because, I mean, there's been some events over there, but definitely like newer kind of ground in a certain sense. Like, what were your thoughts on all that there?
Oh yeah, that was an amazing experience. To me, like I said, it's given me a chance to fight. Like, I fought in Miami as well and fight in Thailand. It was hard under the conditions though, because the heat, it was, and it was like the altitude as well. It was quite hard with the conditions, and he was a tough fighter as well. So it was a hard fight that was. And it was a good fight. It was good. You know, I learned as well that you can't go in and blast everybody out. Do you mean? So, you know, it was good learning curve for me. It was also a great experience as well, fighting out in Thailand. It was amazing.
Yeah, I love to hear that. And something I've been talking recently with different fighters who crossed over from other combat sports, specifically boxing, into bare knuckle. Like, it seems like sometimes in gloved boxing, people get kind of put in a position where they'll get, like, you know, late notice calls for certain bigger opportunities and stuff like that, and they're kind of like prioritizing someone else as the A side. Whereas, like, from my perspectives, what I can tell, it seems like bare knuckle really gives great opportunities for guys to like assert themselves as the A side based on the quality of their performances. I'm curious to, you know, get your thoughts on all of that with your experience in both sports.
Yeah, you know, they give you plenty of notice, big fights. They don't make no easy matchups, there's no one-sided matchups, so you're all like 50-50 on paper. So you can't ask for more than that. Like, you just give yourself a chance then.
Yeah, for sure. And I kind of touched on it earlier, just your experiences in both BKB and BYB, and obviously mentioned the brief nature of the BYB fight. But what would you say some of the bigger competitive differences are from competing in the more, I guess, normative BKB ring versus like the, you know, compact trigon space there?
Yeah, obviously there's not a lot of room to like kind of like use your boxing ability if you need to use it. You know, it was a lot smaller. She's kind of forced into having a fight a little bit. The BKB rings are quite small anyway, so, you know, it's not a lot of room in there either. But, like I said, I wasn't in there for a long time, so I'm sure I'll learn more like in my next fight.
And what's it been like being part of this sport through like a pretty important growth period? Yeah, because for a little bit it would seem like there was a certain, I guess, curiosity factor around it, or at the very least people weren't as sure about it. But I feel like there's certain fighters who bring a level of like fight IQ and technical expertise to the sport, which has really helped raise the profile and I guess made people look at the sport almost in a different kind of way. Like, do you feel like you're, I guess, a part of the sport at kind of a cool time as far as people kind of developing a more, I guess, comprehensive awareness of it, for lack of a better way to say it?
Yeah, I suppose, the bigger names they sign up. They sign next to UFC fighters and ex-boxers, and obviously the higher profile fighters, the more notice is getting, and I think it's going to take off. Obviously, I haven't been here from the start, but I think now with it's really starting to boom a little bit, and I think it's just going to go forward. I think it's going to be a sport of the future.
Yeah, and I feel like the collaborative dynamics with BYB Extreme and BKB definitely help with that too. Like, I mean, there's been some crossover before, but this is definitely one of the more ambitious events with some of the best from each company kind of fighting each other. So I feel like that really just uplifts the sport overall and helps the fighters involved. Like, it probably benefits you being able to, I guess, test your skills against the best in not just, you know, one company, but, you know, a couple as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, you know, if some people could be the best in the company or whatever, so you get other people saying, oh, why can't he fight him, or he's better, or he's the best in the world. So it's good when you've got cross-promotion fights. You know, you can fight, you can't really see who's the best then. And, you know, it's more exciting for fans, really, when they see the better fighters from different promotions fighting each other. It's a bit fresher, as a, it's like a fresh look on it.
Yeah, I would definitely agree. And I found your wording earlier kind of interesting. Like, when I mentioned some of your accolades and your resume, like, it seems like you're very focused on, you know, the presently set up fight, but also as an extension, your future in the sport. I guess to that point, with all these accomplishments you have, like, what are some specific goals that you may have mapped out in the future? Like, do you have specific goals as far as other title accolades you'd like to have? Is it about, you know, like we were saying before with like fighting in Thailand, like, is it like, oh, I'd like to fight the best in the world and kind of travel the world? Like, what, I guess, represents like a goal or something you'd like to pursue in the future in the sport?
Yeah, like, well, you know, every fight I take, every fight, my next fight is always what I focus on it. But, you know, it's always, you know, it's always nice to get a fight away, like, you know, in abroad, fight in other countries and fight the best from around the world. So that's what I'd be looking at. After this one's done, that interested me more than actually fighting at home now. So now that's what I'd be focused on. But at the moment, it's my next fight is what I'm focusing on at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, definitely understandable. I guess, like, just looking at your, you know, history, though, and stuff like that, like, are there any distinct differences you bring to a camp when you're readying for a bare-knuckle fight versus maybe what you were doing before with, like, a Queensbury rules fight? Like, I know certain bare-knuckle fighters will have certain tricks, like working with, like, the wooden Muay Thai boards or, like, striking certain hard surfaces at, like, a reduced kind of, I guess, velocity. Like, do you have any, I guess, unique things you bring into a bare-knuckle camp versus what you would do in a gloved boxing camp, or is it largely the same, you'd say?
To be honest, I've always trained the way I've always trained. You know, it's kind of like, if it's not broke, don't fix it kind of thing. But, you know, I just try and get myself my best condition. We always try in something new as well, just to see how it goes. But it's usually mostly same as always.
Yeah, for sure. And who would you say you're largely getting in work with ahead of this fight, like in terms of training partners, but also like coaching, you know, personnel and stuff like that?
Yeah, I've had the same coaching team as from when I've started. I got like an MMA guy fighter who comes in and does a bit of do a lot of strength training and stuff like that with him. I got my old boxing coach, so we do the boxing with him, and then I got like a fitness coach as well. So I got a good range. A good variety, so I never, you know, they're always, it's always something different as well. And I know it's the same kind of thing, but they're always bringing something different also as well. So, you know, I get myself in the best condition I can be.
Yeah, that sounds like a best of both worlds kind of scenario. Like, you have the familiarity and rapport with the people you've been working with for a while, but always giving those different looks. So I would think that's like a best of both worlds kind of situation for you.
Yeah, well, so I mean, like, you know, I'm happy. Like, the, you know, where I train is right at the end of my street, basically. You know, I got family involved in me training, and my friends, they basically helping me train, with my coaches and stuff. So, you know, I'm happy and I'm comfortable. Like, and you know, it's I don't
think
I change anything, like.
Yeah, for sure. Love to see it, and very much excited for this fight. And one of the questions I kind of had for you, like one of the last ones as we're wrap it up, I guess, like just such a pristine bare knuckle record, like 9-0, 8 finishes. And I mean, of those 6 in the first round, like how do we, I guess, see this one going? Like, are you a guy who has a particular visualization of how your different fights go, like a predominant idea of what the outcome might be? Or are you more of a fighter that's like trying to be fluid and adaptable with wherever the fight goes on the night?
Yeah, listen, you know, it's always nice to go in there and try and get him out early. But like in my last fight, you know, I also learned that it's not as simple as that. So, you know, you gotta prepare for every scenario, like, and learn to adapt in the ring if you have to, which I'm capable of doing. Like, you know, I can have a fight in there, but and if I need to, I'll have to use my boxing skills.
Yeah, for sure, and you've definitely shown a ton of that. Yeah, I can get what you're laying down and everything like that. Like, you don't want to necessarily force any certain outcome, but yeah, definitely seems like the results have been favorable for sure. But, you know, I appreciate you making some time and, you know, chatting with me a bit today, Barry. Definitely some great insights ahead of a fight that I'm very much excited for, and I think that's a shared sentiment among people that follow Bare Knuckle regularly. But just being mindful of your time and schedule, is there any final parting thought you might want to add as we're kind of wrapping up here though, man?
No, thanks for having me on. You know, I say thanks to all my sponsors, everybody who's trained me, and all my fans and friends who come to watch me fight. You know, the sport means a lot, so can't wait to get on now.
Yeah, some great shout-outs, and like I was saying, some great insights ahead of a very exciting fight here with Tommy Turner. Definitely was excited for this BYB 18 bout before talking to you, but definitely has increased with this chat, so very much looking forward to that Police Gazette middleweight world title fight on June the 25th. But until then, Barry, you have a good rest of your day, man, and thanks for the time.
That's okay. Thanks for having me.